And these two batsmen now faced with a tactical decision off almost every ball. Two slips, leg slips, Salim it on for close. Hall comes in, bowls to him, and he plays that straight up to Salim it on, Worrell. Hall turns and walks back. Close again, goes out and prods the pitch. The trees away in the distance, heaving under this strong wind, which in fact would help Hall to swing the ball into close. The wind is coming in from about cover point, say extra cover. The trees heaving and bending under it, the light murky, and Hall comes up again. Past umpire Phillips and bowls to close, close tries to hook. He's beaten long leg, it's through, it's four runs. Close is 50, and the people here only sorry they couldn't make 10 times as much noise. An innings of remarkable shrewdness, good judgment, courage, and very sound technique. 50 in 3 hours 15 minutes with 5 fours. His first 50 in a test. His previous best, 42 against the West Indies at Birmingham in 1957.
News from the world of cricket this morning, within the last kind of half an hour or so, news has just filtered through that the former England, Yorkshire and Somerset captain Brian Close has died at the age of 84. Mark Church is alongside me, and hugely sad news from a player greatly respected right across the game.
Well, hugely sad news for cricket as well. Wonderful player, from all accounts, a wonderful, wonderful man as well. And well, my memories of Brian Close, and there will be people out there who have far better memories than me, is him against the West Indies just standing there and the West Indies bowlers hitting him and him not moving an inch. And I've already seen people saying the toughest cricketer ever to play for England, and I suppose as well it's nice that Yorkshire have won the title as well, somewhat appropriate. So yes, very, very sad news, and thoughts with the family and with Yorkshire and with Somerset and of course English cricket as well on this morning.
And already on social media, links to various YouTube footage of, I think, those battles that you were referring to just then, Mark. And as you say, our thoughts go out to all his family and friends.